Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Thank you for downloading, streaming, or overhearing it on the train. We do know that that happens sometimes. Sometimes people play us on speaker, and you might be listening to us, and you don't want to.
Normally, you hate that guy for playing things on a speaker in public, but if you hear us, you love him.
Yeah, exactly. What if a guy was like you know, when someone all the stuff falls out of their bag, you're like, oh, how inconvenient. But what if it was Skittles and they fell right into your mouth?
That's bag Skittles. That's Mitchell and Michael.
Yep, that's what the show's like. And boy, do we have a mixed bag today. We've got someone on here who's a real-life vigilante, a Batman, if you will. I know a guy who also ended up on the Today Show and other radio shows around the country talking about how he, like, foiled a massive burglar. And this guy, like, broke into the car and they chased him for many minutes and many Ks. And it's actually a really, really amazing story. So stick around to hear more.
It was like something out of an action film. And you know who else is out of an action film? Sylvester Stallone.
Nice.
And I'd like to see what he's up to these days. I'm going to put you to the test to figure out what he's doing. I love a good post-career. Like, it's all well and good to be at the top of your game when you're in the game. But what about in the twilight of your career? Like, I want to see you hustling outside. So, Sly Stallone, one of the greatest action actors of all time.
Yeah.
Huge films like Rambo, Rocky. And now, he doesn't really do them as much. He does, like, the Expendables every now and then. But he likes to just live his life and enjoy his life. So I want to play a little game that I call Where's Sly?
Yo!
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 Yo! Come on.
Yeah, come on. Let's find out where Sly is. I have here a video from his socials. He really likes little reels and TikTok at the moment.
Yes, I've heard that.
So he is in one of his favorite, like, stores. So I want you to tell me, have a listen, what kind of store is Sly in?
Oh my God, you caught me off guard. This is my vitamin store. I only focus on, things that make you feel better. Make your body strong. And over here, another healthy product. And this is how Rocky rolls. Anyway, I'm getting my licks in. Ciao.
So where do you think Sly is?
Look, I'm going to have a real stab in the dark here. You know me. I don't like to take a lot of chances here. But is he in a vitamin store?
Incorrect. You thought it would be that easy? Come on. Have a good think about
it's
it.
It's a Haig's chocolate store.
It kind of, I'll actually get that. It kind of looks like that. And he's having some ice cream in like this big like candy shop place.
Oh,
and he's like,
really?
these are my vitamins. I gotta stay strong.
Nah, I did actually think it was like gonna be something like that. Like, I assume he wasn't gonna be in like a chemist where it's all full of steroids.
These are my vitamins. It's good for your body. Do you like that? Do you wanna every week check in and see like where's Sly today?
I do actually want to do that.
And it's a Thursday. So if you require a remedy or have a medical mystery, then you need the one and only P-Plate physician himself, Dr. D.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Good morning, Dr. D.
Good morning, Mitchell Michael. How are you?
We're good.
We're very well. And we actually have a listener who needs your help in his head department.
Hi, Dr. D. Big fan of your work. Probably my favourite segment on the show. In fact, could you just replace these guys? Anyway, I have a question for you. As a man with lots of hair and an Italian heritage, very oily, I would like some recommendations, some advice on how often one should wash their hair. Thank you very much.
So Adrian would like to know, how often should you wash your hair? Because I know that he washes his hair every second day.
Okay, wow. I'll be honest with you guys. I literally asked my hairdresser this question last week.
Oh, really?
They surprisingly don't teach you about hair care in medical school as much as hair diseases.
Can you get a hair disease by not washing your hair?
You can. It's It's got to be more than oily. It's got to be a bit infected. It's got to be a lot going on there. But in general, people don't. People usually get diseases related to overwashing, in which they get, you know, psoriasis, dryness of the scalp, flaking, sloughing, meaning that the skin cells are coming off.
Sloughing,
yes. That's the technical term for it. So sorry. So the short answer is there's no actual, like, clear cut. You need to wash it on these different days. And I think a lot of people worry that oil in their hair is a sign that it's getting dirty. I mean, oil is one of the natural secretions of the hair and needs to be moved around. You know, our hairdressers recommend that you move it from the root of your hair to the tip. And if you have too much oil there, it can harbor the natural bacteria and fungus that live on your hair to kind of eat away and maybe produce the little flakes that you often see. But no, there's no hard and fast rule, unfortunately. It's kind of dependent on what your hair type is, how it responds to washing. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to underdo it. But you just want to see how it goes. And the other thing I would recommend is try not to overdo it with hair products as well, because I've seen situations where because people are trying to get their hair right or fixed or healthy looking, they kind of overdo it with the shampoos and conditioners.
Now, Dr. D, I thought that those, like, oils coming out of your hair is like yourself trying to clean your hair. Like, I thought that earwax is your ears trying to clean themselves. Can our body actually clean itself?
It's not necessarily cleaning itself, as more so as a way of kind of keeping the hair follicle healthy and the skin around the hair follicle healthy as well. So the oil acts as another natural line of defense. Not necessarily a self-cleaning agent. There's really only one part of the body which I know, which is self-cleaning, and it's not the head.
It's your bum.
No, I think we have to clean that part, unfortunately.
have you not been cleaning there?
Anything coming out of the body, is it trying to clean itself? That's all I got from this conversation.
Not necessarily.
Thanks, Dr. D.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Please, Mitch, have been getting out and about. Like, Albo and McGowan had a photo together the other day. They haven't met in years, apparently, because of COVID. And he was holding a baby. You know, it's always like shaking hands and kissing babies. Kissing hands and shaking babies.
Who was about you can't do that? How you're almost more allowed to not kiss hands more than anything because of the COVID era. Michael Ross, but whose baby was it?
I don't know. I think they were at a hospital. I think it was a newborn. It was a newborn baby.
That's probably mine.
So the campaigning has begun. And, of course, Scott Morrison has to do it as well. The Prime Minister has to head out and meet with some people. And you may have heard in our news this morning, there was one man who took the opportunity to, like, file a complaint. You know, like the manager was in. The manager is Scott Morrison.
Like, let me speak to the manager.
Yes.
Manager, yep.
And he just laid it out for ScoMo.
This is what you said when you got elected last time. Mm. We're going to help all those people that worked all their lives, paid their taxes, and those that have a go will get a go.
Correct.
Well, I've had a go, mate.
Now I'm having a go right now.
He's having another go.
No, you know what I took from that entire conversation? The guy at the back. The guy at the back was like, we're with you, mate. Get him.
He's the equivalent of the, let's get him, fellas.
Let's get him, fellas. That's the classic. Was that in a pub?
I believe it was. I believe Checks it was out. Like a pub or an RSL. And here's the thing. Let's put the politics aside for a second. Like, obviously he has problems with ScoMo's, like, policies, but let's put that away. Imagine being Scott. Imagine that's your job. That you're like, they're like, time to campaign, Mr. Prime Minister. He said, but the people don't like me.
Look, there's like, you got to respect the man. He is going into the metaphorical fire because he wouldn't go into the physical one.
Yeah,
he'd be in Hawaii. But like, he goes in there and he just, you know, he's going to get hammered. There's probably one lady in all of the time that has gone, I made you a cake. Like, the rest are just like,
and he cries a single tear.
They're just trying to fight him. He's like, I am a number one. Like, I've employed so many people because I need that many security guards. Like, look at me. Jobs are up.
They want to thrash him like he thrashed that ukulele.
It is just, it's, look, he has my respect. Not my vote, but my respect.
Ross, I am a father for the first time. I believe it's going on about 4 days now. And people I run into are often like, show me a picture. Like, show me a picture of your daughter. And I'm like, well, I will, 100%. And then I show them a picture of my daughter. And it's one of my favorite things to do in probably all of life now. Because immediately people go into like, oh my God, she's like, and now, like, I must preface this with, I think she looks like a baby. Just a regular old standard, stock standard baby. You know, she doesn't have two heads. There's nothing crazy she's doing.
Just a baby.
If anything, she kind of looks like a boy wearing pink. And I'll show people, and everyone are like, oh my God, the baby is so cute. That baby, it looks like you. I can tell with the eyes, your baby. Oh, it's amazing. Oh my God, you're so lucky.
It's got bony eyes.
Yeah, no, it's wild. They're just like, that's amazing. Like the best looking baby I can see. It's like got your cheekbones. Oh, I can already see your personality in it. And they're all lying. Do you know how I know they're lying?
How are they lying?
I don't have a picture of my baby yet. There's a stock picture from the internet. And everyone in my life is a lying dog.
Mitchell and Michael for breakfast. Don't move. There's more in a minute.
Mitch, last week on the show, I revealed that my wife, who is a P-plater, got her first driving infringement. $200 two demerit points on the line. And as a P-plater, that is half of her points.
Yeah, that's not good, man. She could be off the road in no time.
If she's not careful. And here's where it lies. What kind of husband should I be? Because opinion is divided amongst our families of how we should tackle this.
Yep.
My folks reckon I should take the fall.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, my folks reckon that I should take the fall because it would leave her right on the line, like one more thing away from losing her license completely. And she's okay. Just got it. She's still first phase yeah. P-plates. Yeah. Whereas some other family, I think maybe it was her dad, believed that she should sort of cop it to learn from it.
If I know anything about her family, it was definitely her dad. Her mum would have wanted you to give her your license. But like, I'm shocked by your family because, first of all, taking the rap for someone is illegal. It's illegal.
Well, this is the thing. So this is all hypotheticals. If the police are listening now.
No joke. My mum has done this for me once when I was like 20 and the cops wrote back like, are you sure this is you? Like, and it's like, and then it has like a sort of punishment thing underneath.
Are they testing you?
Yeah, like if it's photo evidence, it's like clearly, like it was clearly me type thing.
Well, in the picture, you cannot see who the driver is. So it could be me.
I don't know, man. It's just like, maybe if she does something again, take it. Because she's not lost her license, right? If anything, her losing points and only having one more chance, and if I know anything about relationships and whatnot, is that one more chance makes you act right. And that's going to make her be more careful on the road.
Like a license ultimatum.
If she just has like points willy-nilly, man, she's going to be like driving and parking in disabled spots, like driving on the footpath, like because she knows she's got points to burn. Do you know what I mean?
So this is what I want to ask you on 1-800-011-666, do I take the fall for this driving fine for my wife? Give us a call. Mitch, my wife is a recent P-plater. She's a little bit late to drive, but recent P-plater, and she has gotten her first driving fine, 2 demerit points, $200.
Yeah, I was going to say, we do have to clarify that. Your wife isn't 16.
No. She's older than me.
Yeah, she's just a bit scared on the road because Michael Ross, when he drives, obviously like a rally car driver, so she's like, I don't want to do that.
I don't drive like that.
He's the complete opposite. He's Mr. 10 and 2. He's so boring when he drives. But anyway, your wife has her license. She's gotten a fine, wiped off half of her points because I believe she only gets 4, so she's lost 2 to go. Do you take the rap?
Well, this is what we want to know on 1-800-011-666. We got Josie from Onslow on the line. Do I take the fall?
Yes, I think that you should. And I'm only saying that because my dad used to take, not that your wife's dad, but my dad used to take the fall for me all the time when I was on my P's, and that saved me a lot of money and a lot of points as well off my license.
Well, this is the thing. Yep. It's going to be half her points and $200. And so you think that because I've got, I think I've got 12 points, it'll only take me down to 10.
Are you a good driver, though? Would you deem yourself a good driver?
I'm a really good driver.
Okay.
But
not when I was on my P's. I am now, though.
When was the last time you had a driving fine?
I don't think I've ever had a driving fine.
Okay.
But I think I had points off when I was younger.
Okay, okay. Now, would you say if you had one more chance, I literally had 2 points left, do you think that would make you drive more carefully, or do you think you'd be so anxious and scared you'd make a mistake?
I think that would be a good excuse just not to drive for a little while and save some money on fuel.
Okay.
Oh, no, but I like that she's driving now, so I don't want that. I might have to take the fall. Thanks, Josie.
Thank you.
Triple M, who's on the line?
Yeah, how you going, mate? I had a legal licence. Took me 11 years to hold it for 10 days, and I drove around Australia twice. But at the end of the day, happy wife, happy life.
That's a good point, mate. I might have to take the fall.
Thanks, mate.
No worries. Cheers. See you.
Mitchell and Michael for breakfast. Get more after this.
Who's in the world of music, Mitch? Ed Sheeran has won his lawsuit over his 2017 Shape of You. Along with co-writer Snow Patrol's John McDade, they defended it and said it is not a rip-off of Sammy Switch. It is an Ed Sheeran song. And he put out a brief statement afterwards saying that there are only so many notes out there. There's only 12 notes in pop music to work with. And he's glad that these claims can be put to rest. And he said even if there's no basis for the claim, people think it's going to be cheaper taking him to court. And he says, very damaging to the songwriting industry. So, he's a very thrilled man. He can now focus on his next album. He's just dropped one, but he writes so much, Mitch. He's ready for his new album, free from the shackles of plagiarism. And we've actually got some of his upcoming stuff right now. Check out these songs. Listen to this. Never be royals. Beautiful. Sorry, what?
Isn't that Lord? Royals?
Nah, mate. No. There's only so many notes out there. I can understand how you might think it's very similar, but it's clearly not New Zealand's Lord Royals. No. This is Ed Sheeran's. It's called Blue Blood. You know.
Okay.
Like he does not plagiarize. Look, Alex. Look, this one clearly him.
I like that.
That's very Ed, isn't it? You know, like
Wait. Real
Castle on the Hill kind of vibe. But ooh, yeah.
Isn't that Christina? Doesn't Christina Aguilera have a song like that? Like, I want to add dirty. Yeah, it is. That's her song.
Yeah, look, he says dirty in it. That's great. Like, but that's just a word. You can't copyright a word. His is called Filthy, the song. Like, so you can't copyright words. Leave it alone. This one is going to be the lead single, though, of the album. Tell me, baby. Great. Just the vibe.
Wait, isn't that...
What?
That one nearly had me. Isn't that Britney Spears?
No, mate. How many times? Like, he's... Chords. Chords can't be copyrighted. Melodies can be copyrighted, but not the chords. Okay, maybe it's a similar progression to Britney Spears, but that is not... I think you're thinking of, like, Hit Me Baby One More Time. That was Slap Me Honey Once Again.
All I'm saying is, like, Ed Sheeran, it's more like Ed Sheeran the praise, at least.
That was worse than Slap Me Honey Once Again. Blam, Mitchell and Michael, and joining us on the line now from Luistro Combat Academy is Ramel Luistro himself. Morning, Ramel.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, great.
Now, mate. We have seen you doing the absolute rounds. It's almost like you're debuting an album. We've seen you on the Today Show, different Triple M Perth. Can you please explain to everyone how you became like a real life vigilante?
Basically, this guy, he came to the gym, or he was walking past the gym. I didn't notice him, but some of the other guys noticed him. They were like, that guy looks pretty dodgy, which is pretty common in our area. Anyway, the guy had his car broken into, one of our boys, and then he came into the gym and he said, I think it was that guy earlier. So we all got in our cars. I said, all right, boys, let's go. We got in our cars. Let's go find these dodgy looking guys. And unfortunately, we couldn't find him near the gym. So we were doing the laps around there. And then the guy that had his stuff stolen, he got a notification on his phone to say money's being spent at the Belmont Forum.
Oh.
So, yeah, we were split up. So whoever was with him, like our mate Jack, he called me and said, hey, we're at the Belmont Forum. He's been spending money down here, so come down. So I told the other boys, so we got in the cars, drove down there, and then they got a description of what the guy looked like. They said he's wearing all red. So as soon as I walked in, we pretty much found him straight away with all the shopping that he'd just done, also wearing my mate's man bag that he'd stolen, and also wearing the necklace, which was given to us, or given to my mate by one of our friends that passed away. So,
oh.
Yeah, so that was it. As soon as we got him,
I was going to say, you obviously said, you're under arrest, and he said, okay, and no scuffle happened.
Yeah, pretty much something like that.
So you actually had to like...
We just negotiated. We were just talking nicely, like gentlemen, you know?
So you actually had to subdue him. Like, you actually had to use the things you have learnt to sort of hold him down until the police could come. What's going through your mind in that moment?
Just how lucky he was that everyone was filming. That was it. Because we were pretty upset, but obviously, it would be unfair if... there was 15 of us, so...
Belmont Forum, 15.
So I said to the boys, look, let me have him. Let me just have him for a bit. Yeah. We all wanted to have a go, but I wanted to take the limelight, so I was like, it's my show.
Yeah, also because you're the coach, you missed out on training, so you had to be like, all right, boys, this is the technique we were working on. This is what it's like on a guy that wants to get away.
Yeah, I tell you now, he was super strong, like super. Oh, he was obviously on something. He didn't stop moving. Like, I had him pinned. It's pretty much my favorite position. I teach the guys for ground and pound, and I had him in that position, and he didn't stop moving. I was wearing my Whoop strap at the time, and it registered my heart rate as an activity. So it registered that I was holding him for over 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
so,
how did the police react when they attended the scene? Were you still holding him as they arrived?
Yeah, I was still holding him when they arrived. They were pretty, they were really chilled. They weren't in any rush to try and grab him or anything. They were just, they were nice and calm. They just turned up and were like, can you hold him there for a sec? We just get our handcuffs ready. So I'm like, oh, no worries.
This is a wild story. And it's great that everything ended well in the end. You got your mates' stuff back.
We can't wait to see you become a bounty hunter in the future.
I've had offers already to open a security company. I'm like, I've been there, done that.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Really appreciate you taking the time. I know you've told this story about 1,000 times, but thank you. And that's going to be a story you're going to tell 1,000 more.
Thanks, guys. Cheers for having me.
Talking heroes this morning after your mate Ramel Luistro in Perth got like his gym together to go and stop a robber.
Yeah, like a real life vigilante. Like, why should I learn martial arts? Well, this is why.
Like Dog the Bounty Hunter. They even like tracked a guy. It was wild. Check it out in the podcast. But we've got George from Derby on the line now. You can give us a call anytime on 1-800-011-666. George, you want to highlight a hero?
I mean... I know self-praise is no praise, but this one time I was driving out with my mate Eddie just around Broome. We were doing some fishing up there, a bit of camping, and in the midst of finding a spot, we found this old bloke who was like right up to his axles in his like brand new 200 series, and the poor bloke was trying to dig it out himself. He was about 70 years old or so.
Oh, wow.
And I know. When we got there, he had a break, and we thought that he might be having a heart attack, but It was all good. His missus was sort of just sitting there with a glass of champagne, just watching him.
And a heart attack. She's like, finally.
Typical Roger.
So, yeah, Eddie and I just got stuck in. He ended up giving us, like a carton for our effort.
Score.
When someone buys you a carton, they obviously ask you what you want. Now, do you go, like, are you like Jack Daniels? Like, I want a very expensive carton. Or, like, do you go just cheap beer, whatever, mate?
No, we went, like, mid to high range beer because we wanted to sort of enjoy it. Like, but not also, we weren't ordering the lobster or anything like that.
On your George, you are a local hero. Right, mate.
Yeah.
Across WA, Mitchell and Michael for breakfast. If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.